Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for July 26, 2026. Tesla kicked off the week with its massive 2026 summer update, rolling out new traction control modes to Model 3 and Model Y owners, with plans to expand to Model S, Model X, and Cybertruck shortly. The update also brings a significantly upgraded Grok AI assistant that can now control phone calls, music, climate, and even the glove box through natural voice commands. And in a major milestone for FSD adoption, Tesla has wide-released FSD version 14 Lite to all Hardware 3 vehicles, distilling the AI4 V14 behavior down to the HW3 platform. Over 55% of new North American deliveries now include an FSD subscription, and active subscriptions have climbed to 1.48 million, a 56% year-over-year jump. On the financial front, Tesla reported second-quarter earnings that painted a mixed picture. Revenue came in at $28.24 billion, beating analyst estimates, but earnings per share missed expectations at 33 cents versus a consensus of 50 cents. The company also posted negative free cash flow of $1.1 billion as it ramps up spending on AI infrastructure, Cybercab production, and Optimus bot manufacturing. Tesla's stock has now fallen 18% over the past month, with analysts trimming price targets, though Cathie Wood's ARK Invest appears to have bought the dip. In product news, Tesla has officially wound down production of the Model S and Model X, concluding manufacturing in the second quarter. The company says it plans to open source the designs and software for these landmark vehicles. Meanwhile, Tesla launched its direct sales presence in Uruguay this week, making it the third South American country with an official Tesla storefront. Several variants of Model 3 and Model Y are already available for order there with estimated deliveries in late 2026. On the regulatory front, Elon Musk publicly clashed with France's transport minister after authorities delayed approval of Tesla's FSD-supervised system, citing safety concerns. Musk argued the delay would cost lives, pointing to Tesla data showing FSD-equipped vehicles have a significantly lower collision rate than the U.S. national average. And in autonomous driving progress, Tesla's robotaxi service continues to scale quietly. The fleet has now logged 2.4 million cumulative paid miles with zero notable safety incidents across 380,000 miles of fully driverless operation. The service is active in seven U.S. cities, including Austin, Dallas, Miami, and Tampa, which went fully driverless just last week. Cybercab production is officially underway at Gigafactory Texas with over 125,000 units of annual capacity, and each unit now comes equipped with a Starlink V5 antenna for in-cabin internet. On the robotics front, Optimus Gen 3 bots are now running live factory shifts at Fremont and Giga Texas, handling battery cell sorting, parts handling, and quality inspection tasks around the clock. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.